People get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board.
Blind Boys of Alabama met up at the School for the Blind in a little town in Alabama called Talladega. The Blind Boys met up in 1939. We started singing in the, they had a mixed choir, and then came the male chorus, and then came the quartet. Blind Boys started in 1944, and they've been singing ever since.
Do you remember the first time you ever sang together?
Vaguely, I do. I was so small and so young at that time, you know, but I remember.
Do you read music, or is this purely from memory?
Purely from memory, my friend.
You released your first single in 1945, and it's called I Can See Everybody's Mother But Mine. Why that song, and what does it mean to you?
We had a tradition that always, every time, you know, we would record or go to a concert, we always sang what we call a mother song, you know. And that one was a mother song. I can see everybody's mother but mine. That means, well, it could mean whatever you want it to mean, you know.
Your careers began before and lasted through the civil rights movement all the way up to today. What observations would you like to share? I assume the color really isn't an issue when you can't see.
Not with us, no. Not with us, no. We have a white keyboard player right now, so we're colorblind when it comes to color. The South that saved the rich
like me. Did you ever experience or did you ever sense discrimination as you were performing?
Well, you know, when we started out, you know, we knew we couldn't sing to white people. We had to sing to all black people. But that was because they wouldn't let us, you know. When we finally got a chance to sing to white people, we found out that they wanted it all the time. We just couldn't give it to them. Most of our audiences now are white.
Your group has had several different members throughout the years, but you've stayed true to the spiritual roots and won 6 Grammy Awards. Why do you think your music has touched so many people throughout the years, regardless of their age or their ethnicity or their gender?
I think it's because, you know, gospel. See, people have to understand what gospel really means. Gospel means the good news of God. You know, it tells, you know, about God, and as long as there's a God, that will always be gospel music. So that's what it is, you know. And our message is to let the people know that God, you know, that God is still alive, and that is hope, that is encouragement, that is life. All you have to do is reach out to him, let him come into your life, and have his way in your life, and then, you know, he'll take care of the rest of it.
Your music is spiritual, but you provide inspiration in many other ways. What do your fans tell you about the live concert experience?
They say that we've had some to come and say different things. We have some come and say, I've been to church tonight. I've been to church. And someone say, you know, how we touched their lives. They came to the concert down or depressed, and they left happy. That's what we want. If you come to a concert of the Blind Boys and leave the same way you came, we failed you. We didn't do what we're supposed to do.
You can find out how to get more information about the Blind Boys of Alabama performing at Greaves Hall on the campus of Northern Kentucky University on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Jimmy Carter, we're looking forward to the show. We just can't wait. Thank you for spending some time with me.
I thank you for having me, friend. Thank you very much.